Pavlo joins ClickHouse, the hiring market tilts, and a missile warning. Andy Pavlo, database systems researcher at Carnegie Mellon and director of the CMU Database Group, is joining ClickHouse to establish ClickHouse Labs, an internal research organization. Pavlo has been a prominent public voice, arguing that the industry has not fully absorbed the implications of NVMe storage and persistent memory for database design, and he has produced influential work on self-tuning database systems, the idea that a database should be able to optimize its own configuration based on observed workload patterns. The HN comments speculated that his arrival signals ambitions beyond incremental improvements to ClickHouse's current OLAP architecture. The OLAP database market is currently competitive, with Snowflake, BigQuery, Redshift, DuckDB, ClickHouse, and StarRox all active. Bringing a researcher of Pavlo's seniority inside a production database company with a dedicated research mandate represents a particular thesis about where durable competitive advantage originates. Architectural insight, operating on a longer time horizon than engineering velocity alone. The August 2026 hiring threads on Hacker News reflected a labor market shift. The Who Wants to be Hired thread posted 295 comments on a score of 127. A comment to upvote ratio suggesting more candidates visible than open roles. Senior engineers were explicitly noting openness to relocation or remote work, a qualifier less common in those threads 2 years prior. A YCS26 company called Hoplite, offering deployment infrastructure for cloud coding agents, drew 74 points and 60 comments, with the community raising productive questions about pricing, vendor lock-in, and failure recovery. The most sobering item of the day, flagged in the opening and described as deserving analysis rather than a quick pass, was a report that the U.S. has reportedly used virtually all of its long-range precision missiles during the Iran conflict. The strategic implications of that claim, concerning stockpile depletion, deterrent signaling, and industrial production timelines, were characterized as substantial enough to anchor a separate dedicated episode on a companion program covering international affairs and world events.